Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I am Ashok Oja with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address the concluding session of the three-day National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah presents President's Colour to Chhattisgarh Police at Raipur, appeals to Maoists to give up arms and join the national mainstream. Prime Minister Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah pay tribute to Sardar Patel on his death anniversary today. In Maharashtra, cabinet expansion of newly inducted government to take place in Nagpur this evening. India Meteorological Department forecasts several cold wave conditions over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. In cricket, Australia scored 405 for 7 in the first innings against India at stumps on day 2 of the third test match at Gabba in Brisbane. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries for the second day in New Delhi. The three-day conference began on Friday. Mr. Modi will also address the concluding session of the conference today. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments, with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Chief Secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. Union Home Minister Amit Shah presented the prestigious President's Colour to Chhattisgarh Police at a ceremony held in Raipur today. On this occasion, the Union Home Minister also inspected the parade. Addressing the ceremony, Mr. Shah said that the Chhattisgarh Police is carrying out the anti-Naxal campaign with full bravery and dedication to fulfill the resolve of the central government to make Chhattisgarh Naxal-free before 31st of March 2026.
छत्तीसगढ़ पुलिस कभी भी दोयम स्थान पर नहीं रही है, हमेशा अग्रम स्थान पर रही है, ये हम सब के लिए गर्व का विषय है। नक्सलवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई लड़ी मैं आज फिर से एक बार छत्तीसगढ़ की जनता को भरोसा दिलाना चाहता हूँ कि आपने विष्णुदेव जी पर भरोसा किया है, हम सब कटिबद्ध है छत्तीसगढ़ को 31/3/2026 के पहले नक्सल मुक्त करने के लिए।
Mr. Shah appealed to the Maoists to give up arms and join the mainstream of society. He said that the Chhattisgarh government has prepared a very good surrender policy and will give the surrendered Maoists a good package. The Union Home Minister said that the President's Nishan given to the Chhattisgarh police is a symbol of its service, renunciation and sacrifice.
छत्तीसगढ़ पुलिस के लिए और देश बल के पुलिस बल के लिए बहुत बड़ा एक प्रकार से सम्मान का विषय है और मेरे लिए भी बहुत सम्मान का विषय है कि राष्ट्रपति निशान अलंकरण समारोह में आज मुझे अपने हाथों से छत्तीसगढ़ जैसी जांबाज पुलिस को राष्ट्रपति निशान का अलंकरण करने का मौका मिला है।
During his Chhattisgarh visit, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics this evening in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar. He will also interact with the surrendered Maoists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the Iron Man of the country, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister remarked that the personality and work of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel will continue to be an inspiration for the countrymen, for the unity and integrity of the nation, and the achievement of the resolution of a developed India. Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tribute to Sardar Patel on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah called him the symbol of the country's unity and added that his dedication towards national unity and integrity laid a strong foundation for Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. In Maharashtra, the cabinet expansion of newly inducted government will take place in Nagpur. More from our correspondent.
After swearing in ceremony of Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis and his deputies in Mumbai, the much-awaited cabinet expansion of the ruling Mahayuti government is set to take place at Raj Bhavan premises in the state's sub-capital Nagpur this evening, ahead of week-long winter assembly session. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer the oath to the new ministers in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers. The winter session of Maharashtra Assembly will begin tomorrow with Dhananjay Vankhede, Namrata Phalke, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
Aam Aadmi Party has released the fourth list of 38 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi has been fielded from the Kalkaji Assembly seat. Other notable names include AAP National Convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal from New Delhi seat. The list also includes State Cabinet Minister Saurav Bharadwaj, who will contest from Greater Kailash. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, for follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, cold wave to severe cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in Punjab and Madhya Pradesh today. More from our correspondent.
Cold wave conditions are also likely to persist in isolated pockets of Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha today, and in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad over the next 2 days. Further, the IMD has forecast dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours in isolated pockets of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura over the next 2 days. The IMD added that smog and mist conditions are likely to prevail in the night and morning hours of Delhi NCR as well. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands today, and heavy rainfall with thunderstorm accompanied with lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumar Dissanayake, will be on a 3-day visit to India from today. This will be the first bilateral visit of President Dissanayake to India after the recently concluded presidential and parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka. During his visit, he will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral issues of mutual interest. President Dissanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and commercial linkages between India and Sri Lanka. He will visit Bodh Gaya, Bihar. External Affairs Ministry said that the visit of President Dissanayake to India is expected to further strengthen the multifaceted and mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. Sri Lanka is India's closest maritime neighbour in the Indian Ocean region and holds a central place in the Prime Minister's vision of security and growth for all in the region, Sagar, and India's neighbourhood first policy. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi engaged in a series of productive discussions with his Nepalese counterpart, Chief of the Army Staff of the Nepali Army, Suprabal Janasevashri General Ashok, during his visit to India. The 3-day visit, which concluded yesterday, saw key engagements between the senior leaders and officials from both sides, with focus on ways to expand and deepen the cooperation between the two armies. The Defence Ministry said several key outcomes from the visit will further strengthen the bond between the two nations. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Moldova, Mihail Popsoi, arrived in New Delhi today. Welcoming the leader, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that Mr. Popsoi's visit will deepen India-Moldova bilateral ties and foster a stronger partnership. Britain today became the first European nation to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP, becoming the 12th member. The bloc comprises Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Brunei, Chile, Malaysia, Mexico, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. The UK, following its 2016 Brexit referendum, is attempting to establish new trade deals abroad after signing the accession treaty with most EU members. Hezbollah leader Naeem Qasim has confirmed that the Lebanese armed group has temporarily lost its weapons supply route through Syria following the recent fall of Bashar al-Assad's government. In his first televised address since the collapse of Assad's government, Qasim said that the supply route could be restored once a new regime is in place, or Hezbollah may seek alternative pathways. Public sector banks in India have recorded their highest ever aggregate net profit of around 1,41,000 crore in the financial year 2023-24. Meanwhile, the gross non-performing assets ratio has declined, dropping to 3.12% in September this year. This is a steep decline from the peak GNPA of 14.58% in March 2018. The finance minister revealed that the PSBs have also contributed significantly to shareholder returns, paying a total dividend of almost 62,000 crore rupees over the past 3 years. The ministry hailed this as a landmark achievement and said it reflects the sector's robust turnaround underpinned by a significant improvement in asset quality. It added that this remarkable financial growth underscores the sector's operational efficiency, improved asset quality, and stronger capital base. The Lok Sabha Speaker 11 today won against the Rajya Sabha Chairman 11 in the TB Mukt Bharat Awareness Cricket Match at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi today. The friendly cricket match featured members of parliaments across the political parties. The cricket match was aimed at raising awareness and advocating for a tuberculosis-free country. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla attended the inaugural session as chief guest in 20-over match. The Lok Sabha Speaker 11 was led by former Union Minister and Hamirpur Lok Sabha MP Anurag Singh Thakur, while the Rajya Sabha Chairman 11 was led by Union Minister Kiran Rijiju. Speaking on the occasion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of eliminating the disease by 2025 under the PM TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Mr. Birla added that the match would effectively raise awareness through the participation of MPs in different regions in eradicating the disease.
इस संकल्प के साथ कि 2025 तक हमें टीबी मुक्त भारत बनाना है, इस खेल कराने का मकसद यही है कि जिस तरीके से खेल में प्रतिस्पर्धा होती है, अपने अपने खेल के तो जीतने की, उसी तरीके की प्रतिस्पर्धा है अपने अपने संसदीय क्षेत्र को टीबी मुक्त रखने का, और ये प्रतिस्पर्धा स्वस्थ प्रतिस्पर्धा है, खेल की तरफ प्रतिस्पर्धा है, और इसको लक्ष्य को संकल्प को हम पूरा करेंगे.
In cricket, Australia were 405 for 7 against India in their first innings at stumps on day 2 of the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane. The highlight of the Australian innings was a 241-run fourth wicket partnership between the Centurions, Steve Smith and Travis Head. Travis Head scored his second consecutive century in the series. For India, Bumrah took 5 wickets. The 5-match series is currently tied 1-all after Australia won the second test match at Adelaide Oval, while India won the opening game in Perth. In hockey, India will face China in the final of Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 at Muscat, Oman today. Defending champions, India are now on the brink of retaining their title. Earlier in the tournament, China had defeated India in a pool match narrowly by 2-1. China had grabbed the top position in Pool A with 9 points, while India were at the second place. In domestic cricket, Mumbai will face Madhya Pradesh in the final match of Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. The match will begin at 4:30 p.m. Shreyas Iyer-led Mumbai will try to lift the trophy for the second time after 2022. And before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address the concluding session of the 3-day National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah presents President's Colour to Chhattisgarh Police at Raipur, appeals to Maoists to give up arms and join the national mainstream. Prime Minister Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah pay tributes to Sardar Patel on his death anniversary today. In Maharashtra, cabinet expansion of newly inducted government to take place in Nagpur this evening. India Meteorological Department forecasts severe cold wave conditions over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. And in cricket, Australia scores 405 for 7 in the first innings against India at stumps on day 2. And that's the end of this news bulletin.